हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ we were discussing where life is possible. After seeing the Manomaya Kosha, we uttered this Vijnanamaya. Leena suptau vapur bodhe vyapnuyadana khagrata chichayopetadhirnat ma Vijnanamaya Shabda Bhak. So, Suptau Leena. See, Vapuhu Leena Suptau. Vyapnuyad Anakhagrata. Chichaya upetadhihi na atma vijnanamaya shabdabhak. What is vijnanamaya? What is vijnanamaya kosha? Vijnanamaya kosha is nothing but the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Which means, we say, when you say there is a wave, you have to say, what is wave? Wave form plus pure water is equal to wave. Water, pure water plus wave form is equal to wave. So minus wave form, what is pure water? Water, pure water with the wave form is what? Water in the form of a wave. So you call the wave is water. So what is wave? Water only. But when do you call water wave? When there is a, it assumes a given form and rises. When do you call water water? When the form is not there. Similarly, what is Vijnanamaya? When the knowledge without manifestation, it is there, it is pure. When there is manifestation, it is called vritti, in the form of vritti. We call it knowledge, and it is a manifest knowledge. When do you call it pure knowledge? When there is manifestation in the form of thought, vritti, which comes and goes, we call it manifest knowledge. When there's no manifestation, we call it pure knowledge. So what is manifest knowledge? Manifest knowledge is pure consciousness plus thought form. How do you say it's a thought form? Because it is there and there's a time it is not there. When it is not there, pure knowledge. When it is, it's a thought form. This is what is Vijnanamaya. So, manifest knowledge means manifestation comes and goes. Manifestation is not permanent. Okay, therefore what is that? See, Vijnanamayaha. So, manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought, the thought form comes and goes is what? Is the Vijnanamaya. and we take that manifestation as Atma. No, the source of manifestation alone is the Atma, which doesn't come and go. Therefore, it is made very clear here. Vijnanamaya Shabdabhaku Na Atma. So, Atma is not the Vijnanamaya. I may try, as I said, pervades the whole body. That is why in waking state, when there is manifestation of knowledge in the form of a thought, and that is Vijnanamaya. And it pervades the entire body. That is when body becomes active, sense organs become functional, organs of actions become functional, then you see the life being manifested. When the manifestation is not there, when it is resolved, thought is resolved, then it doesn't pervade the whole body. Therefore, even though body is alive, body is as good as dead, then there's no physical activities, no sensory activities, no perception, no cognitions, nothing. And then, even though life is there, as though dead. That is why, this is Vijnanamayaha. And Atma is what? Atma is not this vritti, jnanam, which comes and goes. Atma is a source of vritti. Okay, we'll see next verse now. Kartrutva karanatvabhyam vikriyetantarindriyam kartrutva karanatvabhyam vikriyetantarindriyam kartrutva karanatvabhyam vikriyetantarindriyam vijnana manasi antah bahischaite parasparam vijnana manasi antarbahischaite parasparam kartrutva karanatvabhyam vikriyetantarindriyam vijnana manasi antarbahischaite parasparam. So, kartrutva karanatvabhyam vikriyate antarindriyam. See, antarindriyam means antahkaranam is called antarindriyam. Antarindriyam is another word for antahkaranam. Vikriyate. Object to change. It undergoes a change. Vikriyate, it modifies. Modifies means what? That's how undergoes a change. It functions. So, vikriyate means it undergoes a change, modifies. So, antarindriyam vikriyate, antakaranam undergoes a change, which means it functions. When functions, how there are two ways of functioning on the part of antarindriyam. That is, how does the antarindriyam, antakaranam function? It functions, the two ways of functioning means it functions that when there is kartrutvam. Kartrutvam means when there is karta. When there is karta, the doer, there is kartrutvam. There is also antarindriyam only. Then karanam. Karanatvam means what? Instrument. See, in terms of enjoying the status of being the doer, in terms of enjoying the status of being the instrument, There are two ways of functioning on the part of this antahkaranam. So, and this is what is what? No, therefore, antahkaranam is given two different names as what? Vijnana manasi. Vijnana manasi. That is Vijnanamaya kosha, Vijnanam and Manaha, intellect and mind. Vijnanam, intellect, manasi, manaha, mind. Intellect mind means what? We say Vijnanamaya kosha and Manomaya kosha. So Antahkaranam itself has got two different names, as Vijnanamaya kosha and as Manomaya kosha, because of the two functions on the part of the Antahkaranam. That one, what is that? There's a Kartrutvam. What is Kartrutvam? Kartrutvam is the entertainment of the notion that I am the doer. So I am the doer. I am the performer. That must be there. There's a doer. So without the knowledge I am, can there be a doer? So only when there is manifestation of knowledge of existence of the self, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, then there is, the doer is possible. There can be somebody called a doer, something called a doer. And then that is Vijnanamaya. Okay? That is what is Vijnanamaya kosha. Which is nothing but manifest. What is Karta? Who is Karta here? Karta is the notion. Kartrutvam is Karta. I am the doer is the notion entertained in the mind, in the form of a thought. And what is that? What presupposes the manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self, obtaining in the form of a thought in terms of I am. So if there is no manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, then there will be what? Deep sleep state. Then deep sleep state means what? There is no karta. There cannot be the doer. And there can't be doership. Then, and therefore it's called Vijnanamaya kosha. And the same antahkaranam we say, karanatvam, it also has the status of being the instrument. Karanatvam also it has. No, because it associates this in mind alone. Attention of the mind has to back up the sense organs. Thereby the vrittis can travel through the sense powers and illumine the external world of objects. Only then there can be what? If the mind is fast asleep. Imagine if the doer is not there. The knowledge of the manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am is not there. There is no vritti. Then there cannot be, mind does not function, back up the sense organs. Then sense organs also will remain asleep. Then there can't be perception. Then there cannot be knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is. Like is, space is, air is, elements are, the world is. When can you have knowledge? Only when the mind is functional. If the mind is non-functional, the mind cannot be back up the sense organs. The sense organs are not backed up, means sense organs will be resolved. Then they will be non-functional. So then perception will be impossible. And without the perception, the world will lose its status of being the known. When the world loses the status of being the known, the world will lose the status of being the existent also. So existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the world. So knowledge of the world presupposes the perception. And the perception presupposes functioning of the sense organs. And the sense organs can be functional only if they're backed by the antahkaranam. Antahkaranam can back up only when the antahkaranam is functional. Therefore, antahkaranam also plays a role of being the instrument of knowledge of the world. Have you got it? Have you understood now? Imagine. Thank God, if you fall asleep, finished. Whole world disappears. The world doesn't disappear. World is there. For me, the world disappears. So, Antakarnam has two things now. Two things. One way, there is the entertainment of notion. I am the doer. The doer. Or you can also enjoyer. That is possible only when there is manifestation of knowledge. When you are fast asleep, you never say, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am the sufferer. You never say anything. Because you don't know such a feeling. You do not entertain any feeling of being the doer, enjoyer, etc. when you are fast asleep. So there must be manifestation of knowledge of the existence of self, obtaining in the realm of thought in terms of I am. Only then the doer is possible. Only then enjoyer is possible. Then we can say what? Then that is that. That then we call it Vijnanamaya Koshaha. And because of that, the entire mind is functional. Then the same mind can, when the mind is functional, because of its association and even sense powers can be functional, then the perception is possible. Then the world enjoys the status of being the known. Thereby, the world enjoys the status of being the existent. Therefore, knowledge of the world also is possible. Therefore, this Antakaranam has two functions. One is what? First, the knowledge of the existence of the self obtaining in the realm of thought in terms of I am gives the title what? Vijnanamaya Koshaha. Then the knowledge, manifestation, knowledge of the existence of the world, that world is also possible. Only when there's perception. So what I want to say, there's no such separation as Manomaiha, Vijnanamaiha. In keeping with the twofold functions, we give two different names. So one Antakaranam enjoys the He has these two different names as Manomayaha Kosha and Vijnanamaya Kosha. Being an instrument of the knowledge of the world, external world, it has Karanatvam. And the doership is possible because of the manifestation of knowledge, which is Vijnanamaya Kosha. So here it is said, what it is said here? Kartrutva Karanatvabhyam Vikriyate Antarindriyam. So Antarindriyam Vikriyate. Then Vijnana Manasi. So these two different. As Vijnana Manasi is a dual verb. Vijnanam Manaha cha Vijnana Manasi. So Vijnanamaya Koshaha, Manomaya Koshaha, we give two different names are given. Then Antaha Bahihi cha Yete Parasparam. Antaha Bahihi cha Yete Parasparam. So, yete means these two, parasparam, antaha cha bahihi cha bhavati. These two, one is said to be internal and the other is said to be external. Manomayaha is said to be external. From the standpoint of Vijnanamayaha. From the standpoint of the agent of action, the karta. So Vijnanamayaha is karta. Manomayaha is karanam. So Manomayaha is external. From the standpoint of Vijnanamayaha, when compared to Vijnanamayaha, because the instrument is always after, instrument is what? External to the one who operates the instrument. Handle the instrument. So you can use it and you don't need to use it. See, for the waves to be there, there must be ocean. So ocean can be without the waves. But there cannot be waves at all without the ocean. Similarly here, there cannot be an instrument without the operator of the instrument. So, antaha bahicha means what? We look at this mind as an instrument is external to the karta, the doer, intellect. And intellect is internal with reference to the mind as an instrument. So, antaha bahi. Why we are analyzing our own antakkaranam now? See, what is karta? We are understanding what is karta. There is no such a thing called karta. Karta is just the notion. Doer at the doership is only a notion, obtaining of a thought. When is it possible? Only when there is manifestation of knowledge. Obtaining in him of a thought in terms of I am, then it's a waking state, then kartrutvam is possible. In sleep, nobody thinks I am a doer. Only when this thought, let's say it's the first and the foremost of the thoughts, when this thought rises alone, then any other thought is possible. Any other cognition is possible. You can say time is, space is, air is, and people are, life is, the world is, any knowledge. And the perception caused likes and dislikes, emotions. Any other thought is possible only when this thought is first. So kartrutvam implies also what? Bhoktrutvam. I am the experiencer of the world. Then the experience is possible because of this, experience is possible because of this knowledge. Therefore, vijnanamayaha is said to be the intellect of the vijnanamayaha is internal in the standpoint of the mind. And the mind is external in the standpoint of intellect. Really speaking, they're one and the same, two different functions, we give two different names as vijnanamayaha and manomayaha. It means all of them are thoughts. So what should be the first, what should be the later? Definitely vijnanamaya first. And the manomaya. It's very clear, isn't it? Okay. Therefore, antaha bahi cha ete parasparam. What is made clear? Our antarindriyam, antahkaranam is one whole independent, one whole entity. Even though this antarindriyam is one whole different entity, we, for our understanding, for the purpose of understanding, we see this antakaranam is divided into two as dravyam, dravyamshaha and vrityamshaha. Dravyamshaha and vrityamshaha. I told you last time. And is by dividing this antakaranam, antarindriyam, into two as dravyamshaha and vrityamshaha, it is possible for us to understand the dravyam, one part as the karta and the other as the karanam. Okay. Suppose if there is an expression, I am walking, or I am reading, I am cooking, in these expressions, we can see the difference. That this expression can be divided as what? I. No, there's an I. Suppose I'm eating. I am eating is an expression. There, two factors are involved. I and the food. I and the food. I am the eater, the food is eaten. So I am eating involves two factors, I the eater and the food the eaten. And here, I, what is this I? I'm repeating this. If we take this expression, I am eating, there are two factors involved. I, the eater, and the food eaten. Two factors are involved. And here we have to see, what is this I, the eater? I, the eater, is a karta, agent of the act of eating. This I, the agent, the karta, the eater, karta, the doer, doer means what? The eater is the doer here. The one who eats the food. Okay. I, the karta, this I is, this I is mixed. It's actually a mixture. This I, the eater, and the food they eaten, there if you take, I itself is a mixture. Mixture of karta and karanam. Please listen to me carefully. This I, in this expression, I am eating, I is the mixture of karta and karanam. I can give another example also. I am drawing. I am drawing a picture. In this expression, I am drawing, the two factors are involved. Listen. Because the first expression, subject and object. I have to bring the instrument here. I am eating in that expression, subject and object. The eater and the eaten. Whereas in the next sentence, I am drawing there, subject and instrument also is involved. I am drawing a picture. So, I is the, there, I am drawing, the two factors are involved. Actually, one is what? First, there is I the karta, the one who draws the picture. I is the I. And this I, and also what we can say, there's a pencil. Sharpened pencil is also involved. Why? I am drawing means there's a sharpened pencil also. Sharp pencil also is involved, which is used to draw, which is an instrument. So here, I am, in this I am drawing, in this we take the I alone separately. This I itself is a mixture of karta and karanam. I itself is a mixture of karta and karanam. Suppose, is it, if I am, there's no pencil. Then I, even though I cannot write, I cannot draw a picture. I cannot draw without a pencil. I without a pencil cannot draw. And definitely the pencil also cannot be used at all, cannot be used at all without I. Okay, the pencil cannot draw by itself without the user of the pencil, that is I. Therefore, it's very important. Without the I, there cannot, no instrument can be used. But without any instrument also, I myself, or no, I am, without the instrument also, then, you know, no action is possible. Therefore, suppose if you are given to thinking of something, then Manomaya is involved. Mind is involved. The word I refers to the word, the expression I means what? Means the dravyamshaha. The word I refers to the dravyamshaha. So kartrutva karanat karanat kartrutvena karanatvena antarindriyam vikriyate vikriyeta vikriyeta. So the twofold functions on the part of the antakaranam in terms of entertainment, entertaining the kartrutvam as the doer, and also enjoying the status of being the instrument. Therefore, this antakaranam alone is given two different functional names as intellect and mind, vijnanamayaha and manomaya, vijnanamaya koshaha, manomaya koshaha. And of these two aspects of one antakaranam, intellect and the mind, one is said to be internal and the other is external. So manomaya is bahyaha, manomaya is said to be external, bahihi bhavati, when compared to from the standpoint of vijnanamaya. Because as an instrument, it comes later. The user of the instrument must be there first, and the instrument used by the used comes next. Now, therefore, what do we understand here? Vijnanamayaha, Atma is not vijnanamayaha. Because Atma has no such divisions. Atma is not distant from vijnana, antahkaranam, functioning as mind and intellect and mind, but definitely Atma is distinct from the intellect also. Okay. Is it clear? Is it clear now? Clear or not? Okay. Kachidantarmukha vrittihi. Kachidantarmukha vrittihi. Ananda pratibimba bhak. Kachidantarmukha vrittihi. Ananda pratibimba bhak. पुण्यभोगे भोगशान्तौ पुण्यभोगे भोगशान्तौ निद्रारूपेण लीयते निद्रारूपेण लीयते काचिदन्तर्मुखावृत्तिः आनन्दप्रतिबिम्बभाक् पुण्यभोगे भोगशान्तौ निद्रारूपेण लीयते सो काचित् अन्तर्मुखा नो वै द वृत्तिः प्लीज लिसन वृत्तिः इज अ इकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गः वृत्तिशब्दः वृत्तिशब्दः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः The vrittihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, the adjectives are all in feminine gender. Antarmukha. Kachit. Antarmukha kachit vrittihi. Antarmukha kachit vrittihi. Ananda pratibimba bhak. Ananda ಪ್ರತಿಬಿಂಬ ಭಾಕ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಭೋಗೆ ಭೋಗಶಾಂತೌ ನಿದ್ರಾರೂಪೇಣ ಲೀಯತೆ ನೌ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾರಣ್ಯಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಸ್ ದಿ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಕೋಶ ನಮ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಮಚ್ ಸಟ್ಲರ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೆಗೇಟೆಡ್ We analyzed, understood the Annamaya Kosha, the outermost layer of personality as the physical body which is perceptible, tangible. Then we also understood the physiological layer of personality called pranas and the powers of organs of action. Then we understood the Manomaya Kosha, which is mainly Antahkaranam. Mind antahkaranam associated with the sense powers is called manomaya kosha. And the same antahkaranam, because the presence of which the knowledge is possible, we say the vijnanamaya kosha. Look at the antakaram as the manifestation of knowledge. Look at it as vidya vijnanamaya. See, antakaram understood as the manifestation of knowledge is vijnanam or vijnanamaya koshaha. And this antakaram as a vijnanamaya kosha serves the instrument of knowledge is called manomayaha. Understood all this now. All these are what? Objects of knowledge. Subject to change, come and go, they don't have independent existence of their own, therefore they're all anatma only. Atma is not vijnanamaya, have you understood? Now in this context, Vidyarana Swami analyzes much subtler layer of personality called anandamaya. What is anandamaya koshaha? See, only after understanding Anandamaya Kosha, when you negate it as Anatma, you call Anandamaya as the Koshaha. Until it is negated, it is mistaken to be Anandamaya Atma only. You missed when the identity is with this Anandamaya, you call Anandamaya Atma. You call it Anandamaya Atma. So here, Anandamaya Koshaha, Anandamaya Koshaha, subtlest layer of personality, even though subtlest, therefore it's abstract, imperceptible, this Anandamaya Koshaha is also matter. It's also prakritikam, prakritikaryam. It's also matter, material in its nature. Therefore it is of the nature of inertness. Anandamaya Koshaha is of the nature of inertness. not anandaha, anandamaya koshaha. Is also inert in nature. Like what? Like how the annamaya is inert matter, gross matter. So pranas are inert gross matter, sorry, the inert matter, and so mind is inert matter, all the powers are inert matter. Now vijnanamaya is also inert matter, we already understood. Now we say anandamaya is also inert, subtlest matter only, subtlest but still inert matter. But what is unique about this anandamaya kosha is it is capable of manifesting, See, only transparent things are capable of reflecting the others, other objects, like mirror, the stillness of water. So wherever there's a transparency, and you can see there is the transparent things are capable of reflecting. Similarly, the subtlest matter, called anandamaya kosha, also is capable, has some capacity. See, glass is earthen. And the wall we have built, the walls we have built are also what? Nothing but earthen, because it's nothing but clay, cement, and then mud, etc., all earthen. And the wood is also earthen. Wood is earthen, the wall is earthen, mirror is also earthen. But even though all of them are earthen products, the wall cannot reflect. If I go and stand in front of the mirror and see, the wall cannot reflect how my body looks. The piece of wood cannot reflect, but the mirror can reflect. All of them are burden. How that mirror alone has the capacity to reflect? Because of its transparency. All of them are of the essentially the earthen products, but still mirror alone with the capacity to reflect because of its transparency. Similarly, here if we take the entire human personality, the body, the sense organs, the pranas, the antahkaranam, everything we take, this entire human personality in terms of body, mind, sense complex is capable of manifesting existence, but they're not capable of manifesting consciousness. So Vidyaranya Swami makes it very clear that this anandamaya koshaha is the subtlest matter that is manifestation of, it is capable of manifesting sat as well as chit, the consciousness. Not only that, also anandaha. So it's capable of manifesting satchit, that be anandaha also. So anandamaya koshaha is not at all, we always think anandamaya koshaha means when all the thoughts are resolved. So thoughts are resolved, but thoughts are not absent. We should not mistake anandamaya kosha as, you know, a thoughtless condition. Even in Ananda, when the thoughts are resolved, don't think thoughts are not there at all. The thoughts are there, but how the thoughts are? The thoughts are inexplicably, extremely subtler in nature. So there are definitely, when all the thoughts pertaining to the world are resolved, then what thought is there? That's Anandamaya Kosha. So that Anandamaya Kosha definitely involves two thoughts, twofold vrittis, two types of vrittis. One is ajnana vrittihi and another one is ananda vrittihi. So Anandamaya Kosha also involves twofold vrittis. It is not totally a thoughtless state. To understand this, please analyze your own deep sleep state. A deep sleep state is not totally a thoughtless state. Of course, there is absolutely no thought pertaining to the world, but there are two thoughts in deep sleep state. So, Anandamaya Kosha involves twofold thoughts. One is Ajnana Vrittihi and Ananda Vrittihi. So, Ajnana Vrittihi, what is that? That I do not know anything. I did not know anything in sleep. I did not know I was. I did not know the world was. I did not know time. I did not know space. I did not know any form, name and function in sleep. Why? I did not know myself that I did not even know I was. This what is what? This is Ajnana Vrittihi. Ahacha Vritti is available for experience only when we are fast asleep. In Sushupti Avastha, in deep sleep state, near fast asleep, you know, we can experience this ajnanam. That ajnanam available for experience, that I did not know, etc., you know, is the ajnana vrittihi. So the whole, once you fall asleep, until you wake up, throughout the sleep, continuously, constantly, that there is the experience. What is that? I do not know anything, and I do not experience, there is no experience of anything. I do not know my own existence, I do not know the existence of the world. Therefore, there is in deep sleep state, there is totally, there's only darkness. There's only darkness without, there's no experience of anything. So, Ananda Vrittihi is also, there's also Ananda Vrittihi. What is Ananda? Ajnana Vritti, you understood. What is Ananda Vrittihi? Ajnanam, there is ignorance, And ignorance obtains in the form of a thought, subtlest thought. We call it ajnana vritti. And there is also anandaha, no, in the form of a thought, a state of mind. And the word anandaha, this ajnanam and ananda, ajnana vritti and ananda vritti, this experience, the sukham experienced and the ignorance experienced are together known as one anandamaya kosha, one layer of personality. There is no such a thing called thought containing ananda or anything. That vritti is capable of manifesting ananda. See, when nothing, all this, everything is resolved, ajnanam is there. There is no ahankara, isn't it? Therefore, there is no smallness. Therefore, nothing can trigger the pain. Then, there is just being yourself. You are just yourself in sleep. And that, your swarupam is not known, but it is manifest. Your own manifestation of your own swarupam, but with ignorance. So manifestation of one's own swarupam, but with ignorance is what? Ananda vrittihi. Why? Because in sleep there is no desire, disturbing desire. There is no disturbing likes and dislikes. There is no disturbing like or dislike. There is no disturbing anger. There is no disturbing greed. Therefore, there is certain degree of sukha, which is nothing but again manifestation of one's own sarupam, but with ignorance. When all emotions rise in the mind, emotions in terms of anger, jealousy, hatred, fear, etc. rise, every emotion rises in the form of a thought, and any thought which rises actually has the capacity to what? It serves as a manifesting medium for consciousness. So, every phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, any emotion obtaining from a thought, when rises, is capable of manifesting consciousness. But, all these vrittis, the emotions obtaining in the form of thoughts, emotions which rise in the form of thoughts, cannot, do not manifest anandaha. If the ananda has to be manifest, definitely there must be a sattvika vrittihi or shanta vrittihi. So, I'm repeating this. Any thought, when there is a manifestation of, see, whenever there is a phenomenon, subtle phenomenon, emotion, etc., rises in the form of a thought, and any thought is capable of reflecting, the manifesting consciousness. But even though they're all thoughts, they manifest consciousness, those emotions obtaining in the form of thoughts can only manifest consciousness, but they cannot manifest the anandaha, fullness, happiness. And for the ananda to be become manifest, there must be a specific vritti, that is shanta vrittihi, satviki vrittihi, shanta vrittihi, So Vidyaranya Swami carefully refers to that there must be a shanta sattviki vrittihi for the ananda to become manifest. So he mentions, he says very, kachit antarmukha vrittihi. Kachit antarmukha vrittihi. There is a kind of shanta vrittihi, a quiet vritti, thought, man of thought form, which is introverted, antarmukha vrittihi. Introvert. There is quiet, introvert thought. What does it mean? When you say the quiet thought, there is a shanta vrittihi, means the vritti which is absolutely devoid of any emotion. So shanta vritti. Vritti which is an expression of emotion, an emotion of a thought, is not shanta vritti. It's expression of disturbance. It is a vritti without any emotion is for shanta vritti. There's no jealousy, no hatred, no anger, no fear, no anxiety. Therefore, there's a vritti, but no, without emotions, what? Shanta vritti. And this vritti is not extrovert, but it is introvert. Antarmukha vritti. What do you mean, antarmukha vritti? Because thought is not associated with any of the external things. Not even the emotions in the mind, not with anything external, sense powers, not even also any external things. When the thoughts, when there is a subtlest thought, which is free from emotions, which is not associated with the emotions, or which is not associated with the external world of objects. Such a thought is said to be what? Shanta vrittihi, sattviki vrittihi, antarmukha vrittihi. So whenever there is an experience of fulfillment, a sense of fulfillment, and not absolutely, relative experience of some relative fulfillment, some contentment, we tend to, you know, close our eyes. Which means whenever there's a feeling, sense of certain joy of fulfillment, naturally, our mind, and there are thoughts in the mind, there are thoughts, vrittis, which are pausing, but no unassociated with external objects or unassociated with any of the internal emotions. Neither external objects are there, internal emotions are there, the thoughts alone are there. And such thoughts, we say what? Introverted thoughts. Therefore, antarmukha vrittihi. So, other emotions such as anger, fear, etc. are said to be bahirmukha vrittayaha. See, anger is a bahirmukha vrittihi. Jealousy is a bahirmukha vrittihi. Likes and dislikes are bahirmukha vrittayaha. Fear is the bahirmukha vrittihi. Whereas, you know, when they're all not there, without all the emotions, vritti alone is there, means what? Vritti is antarmukha. Okay. So, there is a vritti. And this vritti, when thatcha vritti is called sattviki vrittihi, we understand what is sattviki vrittihi. Don't get confused, okay? Sattviki vrittihi is nothing but a vritti without association with the internal emotions or external objects. And that vritti is there. Acha vritti is capable of manifesting anandaha also. I'm sure you're enjoying the class. I'm enjoying myself. I wish you all enjoy. See, you have to see the gross things outside. They only can manifest existence. Subtle vrittis can manifest even consciousness also. But for manifestation of ananda, they need what? Really sattviki vrittihi. Sattviki vrittihi is said to be antarmukha vrittihi. Antarmukha vrittihi means what? A vritti which is not associated with the emotions. Internal emotions are not external objects. To understand, that's why only I had to help you to know that. In sleep, your thought is, the vritti is there. Abstract, subtlest vritti is there. And that vritti, there is no emotion. No emotion, no disturbance. So no external world. Vritti is blank there. Natcha vritti is capable of, it has a unique capacity to manifest anandaha, fullness. In sleep, only problem is, in sleep, the vritti is there. Sattviki vritti is there along with the ajnanam. And contemplation, meditation, living in karma yoga, etc. will help us have sattviki vritti without ajnana, with the jnanam. So sattviki vritti with the jnanam, there will be manifestation of anandaha, fullness, which is moksha. Sattviki vrittihi with the jnanam will have fullness manifest, which is moksha. Sattviki vritti with ajnanam manifests ananda, but not what? No, it's not anandaha, it's anandamayaha. Got it? Okay, now we say, we have to remember that verse. Punya bhog. So, kachidu antarmukha vrittihi ananda pratibimba bhag. So, there is, we should know what is sattviki vrittihi and what is antarmukha vrittihi. Sattviki vrittihi is antarmukha vrittihi. Antarmukha vrittihi is sattviki vrittihi or shanta vrittihi. And that vritti alone is capable of manifesting anandaha. And that is what? And here, this santviki antarmukha vrittihi, which is capable of manifesting fullness, anandaha, happiness, fullness, is actually along with ajnana vritti is called anandamaya koshaha. Okay, anandamaya kosha. And here, next sentence. Punya bhoge bhoga shantau nidra rupena liyate. Punya bhoge punya bhoge bhoga shantau nidra rupena liyate. So, punya bhogaha means what? Enjoyment of, encashment of punyam, enjoyment of pleasures as a result of punyam. Experience of pleasures or enjoyment of pleasures as a result of punya karma. We have punyam, we have earned. Is punya bhogaha. Punyate anubhavittal. So, this enjoyment of punyam in terms of experience of pleasures is possible only when our results of right actions or results of noble deeds or they start fructifying. When the punyam is ready for fructification, the punyam earned as the result of prarabdha punya phalam, or the punyam earned while performing the present in this life also, whenever by doing the right things we earn punyam, and naturally our mind also becomes what? A mind is undisturbed. See, entertaining the mind which is undisturbed, calm, quiet mind itself is a result of punyam only. If you are calm mentally, thank Bhagavan, you have some punyam. Your mental disturbance, some papam only. So, vritti, ananda, pratibim, we say in the verse we saw, ananda, pratibimba, bhak. So here we say this vritti, which is antarmukha, subtle, not associated with any emotions or external world, thereby introvert, and this introverted vritti, which itself is what? You know, is a result of that vritti, associated with ajnanam, is called Anandamaya Koshaha. See, not only in deep sleep state, even in the waking state, whenever we experience pleasure, or whenever we experience pleasure in subtle form, in dream also. Sometimes in dream also we have dream pleasure. In waking we have the real pleasure. So whenever we experience pleasure in dream or in waking state, because of prabala punya parabdha or because of abala punya parabdha. If punyam is very abalam, weak, we experience pleasure in dream. If punyam is strong, experience sukham, pleasure in waking. Then, also what? Whenever there's experience of pleasure and we say what? I am happy, I am pleased, then what happens? We unknowingly identify ourselves with Anandamaya Kosha. We slowly slip into Anandamaya Kosha. Because whenever in experience of pleasure, how do you say Anandamaya Kosha is possible only in deep sleep state? How do you say that Anandamaya Kosha slip into, we have Anandamaya Kosha, how do you say that? Because in experiencing any pleasure, subject object vivision is resolved. Whenever you are experiencing joy, when you are laughing aloud, please remember for a fraction of a second, subject-object division is resolved. In enjoyment of any pleasure, subject-object division is resolved. That is why we all love pleasure. But temporary. See, in enjoyment of any degree of pleasure, joy, you know, there is subject-object division is resolved temporarily. That's why I taught many times, whenever you forget yourself, what is this pleasure? So here, that is, the know, I am the do, I am the knower, the world is known. This knower known duality, subject-object division is resolved. So division is resolved means what? The savikalpatvam is resolved. When the division is resolved, duality is dissolved. Temporarily, of course temporarily because of ajnanam. Temporarily there is what? Divisionlessness. Temporarily there is nirvikalpatvam. And whenever there is temporary resolution of duality or divisions, that is when we close our eyes. For a moment, so in waking state, this is pleasure is, whenever pleasure is experienced, which is of course transient. Therefore, this experiential anandaha is not permanent. This experiential anandaha is not permanent. And other emotions come, then the thoughts are extroverted, then again what? This will go. So the pleasure doesn't stay longer. The pleasure is lost. The experience of this sukham is lost. Therefore, we say, because it is lost, it is only manifestation of ananda. Bhoga shantau. Bhoga shanti means what? When the enjoyment of punyam is, bhoga shanti means, the enjoyment of punyam is complete, it's finishes, is over. When the punyam is exhausted, when the punyam is over, then what happens? Again, nidra rupena liyate. When you experience punyam, when you're experiencing some pleasures in dream state also, you experience as long as punyam is there. When the punyam is over, then dream punyam is, pleasure is over, you fall asleep. So when you have punyam and papam, only then you're awake. The punyam, papam, both are exhausted of that day. The parabdha of that day is over. No punya papam, ready for perfectification, you fall asleep. Again, your parabdha will wake you up to go through punya papa. So when you do not have both punyam and papam, then you have what? Ajnanam is still there. Therefore, that time what you experience is what? Is this the anandamaya kosha? That also changes. Why? Anandamaya kosha doesn't stay forever. because punyam or papam will be there, they will disturb you, again you wake up. But now we have to see, Atma is not this Anandamaya Kosha also. Atma is the source, the very truth, which is not distant but distinct from this Anandamaya Kosha. What is distinct? Distinct from Ajnanam. Take it easy. Don't forget about Ananda now. Atma is distinct from this Ajnanam now. When there is knowledge of manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, obtaining in the form of thought is not there. We call it a deep sleep state. Then there is what? You do not know anything. You do not know your own existence. Do not know the existence of the world. Then there is Ajnanam. That Ajnanam is also what? A vritti. And Ajnanam is, and you are the knower of Ajnanam. You are distinct from Ajnanam. Not distant, but distinct. Therefore, Atma is not the Ajnana vritti. Atma is not the Ananda vritti. This Ajnana Ananda vritti together form a subtlest layer of personality called Anandamaya Kosha. Atma is distinct from the Ajnana vritti, which is an object of knowledge, and Ananda vritti, which is also object of experience. And Atma is distinct because the experiencer of Ananda, experience of Ajnanam, is distinct from the very Kosha. Therefore, Atma is not even the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Atma is the Atma, distinct from Anandamaya Kosha also. Kadachit, kadachit, katvat, kadachit, katvato natma. Sorry, I don't know if I have a proper book now. Syadanandamayopyayam, bimbabhotoya anandaha, atma sau sarvadasthitehe. Now, before I go to this verse, I won't go to this verse today. Please understand this Anandamaya Kosha. See, even before the rising of knowledge, before the knowledge is manifest in terms of I am, which is, you know, as the knowledge, manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, which is the first and the foremost of the vrittis, because of which the kartrutvam is possible, which is said to be the agent or the doer, and which is vijnanam, only because of which the same antakkanam can serve as an instrument of knowledge, because without which the knowledge cannot, or knowledge of the world cannot happen, is also called an instrument. And this antahkaranam, even before this jnanam rises, like what? Like in deep sleep state. What is there then? There is ajnanam. Easily what you can say is ajnanam. Whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, when you do not know what you are, you do not know what you are, you do not know the world is, then that state of mind is what? That condition is what? It's ajnana vrittihi. Ajnanam. And that ajnanam is object of knowledge. You know that you do not know anything in sleep. It means you are the knower of, you are not knowing your own existence. You are the knower of, you are not knowing the existence of the world. It means you are the knower of ajnanam, you are the knower of jnanam. Your manifestation of knowledge is jnanam, which is known to you. The knowledge is not manifest as ajnanam, which is also known to you. Therefore, there is a knower of the ignorance, knower of the ignorance of the existence of the world and the existence of the self, obtaining in the deep sleep state. Okay, we call it deep sleep state of mind, and that is also what? Vrittihi, subtlest vrittihi. It not doesn't rise actually. It's the subtlest vrittihi. And the vritti there is not associated with any emotions. No emotion rises. Even for jealousy, hatred, anger, etc., even subtle emotions, even for them to rise, there must be the knowledge I am. So when the knowledge I am obtaining in the realm of thought is resolved, there cannot be any emotion. So vritti is not associated with any emotion. Vritti had also with any external things also. And dhachya vritti, vritti, satrast vritti alone is there, thought, but what is the thought? Unassociated with the internal emotions or external objects is the antarmukha vrittihi, sattviki vrittihi. And this antarmukha sattviki vrittihi along with this vritti alone is capable of manifesting anandaha. There is a sukham. Manifestation of your own sukham, your own sorupam. Unfortunately, you do not know that is your sorupam. In sleep, we all experience sukham, but you do not know that is your own swarupa sukham. Therefore, ignorance is there. So, ignorance with that sattviki, the antarmukha vrittihi, which is called ananda vrittihi, is also what? Is object of knowledge, object of experience, which is called deep sleep state and of mind, and which is called anandamaya koshaha. Actually, you are atma, which is not this anandamaya kosha, which is object of your experience, and you are distinct from this anandamaya kosha also. I made it clear or not? I think I have made it clear. If you have not made it clear also, I won't be upset. I will make it clear next week, okay? Next class, not next week, next class. Very subtle. We'll see. Now I'm going to only panchakosha I'm going to take now. Only this vijnanamaya, anandamaya I'm going to take. Vijnanamaya, anandamaya, manomaya, I want to discuss again. We leave pranamaya and then this anamaya. Just take only manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. These three alone I'm going to analyze again and to see how each is this said to be a layer of personality, very subtle. We don't have five layers, typically speaking. Very subtle. And we have to distinguish the Atma. We understand the Atma being distinct from these conditions. And how they're also Anatma. That is actually, that is only when you do these three layers of personality and we analyze thoroughly, really we have done self-analysis, you know. Enquiry into the nature of the self. Actually, proper enquiry into the nature of the self is done only when it thoroughly analyzes three layers of personality. Manaha, buddhihi and anandamaya. Manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, anandamayaha had to be distinctly thoroughly analyzed again. We'll redo it next class. Okay? Because many people missed today. They'll all join next class. Hasiji, was it okay today? Yeah. We'll redo again next week because today wasn't the Tara missed. Om Pur
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.